Coming up on episode number 923, it's time once again for the Electric Light Orchestra cover story. This time, it's volume 2. And because they're one of my favorite bands, it's going to be a little bit of a bigger show than usual. 14 tracks, great covers of Electric Light Orchestra, and there's a couple songs by Jeff Lynne that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. It is the ELO cover story, volume 2, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, December 13th, 2012. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Jeff Lynne, who started off with a band called The Move, and then started Electric Light Orchestra, left that band. I mean, he was really the driving force behind that band. However, there were other iterations of that band, and he's done some solo stuff, of course, stuff with the Traveling Wilburys, done lots of producing for other artists, and really knows how to put his own touch on bands that he produces, his own style, his own feel. When you hear a Tom Petty album, you know that Jeff Lynne produced it by the sounds of it. It's just amazing how much of an effect Jeff Lynne has over the bands he produces. And of course, his own stuff, his stuff with ELO is just fantastic. Let's start off with a cover of the first song that ELO released as a single. It is the 10538, the 10538 Overture. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Do you say the 10538 Overture or 10538 Overture? I'll look that up. This one covered by Def Leppard on their all-cover album from 2006 called Yeah. Here is Def Leppard.
Did you see your friend crying from it? We'll be right back. hoping for a chance to meet. I was waiting for the operator on the line.
She's gone so long.
What can I do?
Where could she be?
No, no, no. Don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta get back to you. You gotta slow down.
Slow down.
Sweet talking woman.
Black night.
Can't you just let it ring a little longer, longer, longer? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll just sit tight through shadows of the night. Let it ring forevermore.
From Ireland, that's a band called Aslan and their cover of Telephone Line, one of those early singles from ELO. That one comes from a two-CD set from the band called Uncased. Really, really good covers from a band called Aslan out of Ireland. Right before that, Sweet Talkin' Woman by Five Iron Frenzy. That's from their 2008 album Quantity is Job One. Actually, that's an EP. That includes that cover. And yes, they have all ELO's albums. Let's really try to pronounce this one. Giuliano Palma. Giuliano Palma and the Blue Beaters. That was that ska track you heard from their 2007 album Boogaloo. That was their cover of Don't Bring Me Down. A lot of people wonder what it is that Jeff Lynne was singing after he'd sing the lyric, Don't Bring Me Down, in the original version of that track. You can actually hear it a little clearer in that version there by Giuliano. He's saying grus, or grus, got to try and roll the R there, which when you say it with grus Gott, is a greeting, like a farewell in German. And a lot of people think Bruce, maybe some people think spruce, or calling a truce, or whatever. But so many people, that's such a common mondegreen that over the years, Jeff Lynne has started singing Bruce when he performs the song live. And on the brand new album that ELO released, which is a pseudo greatest hits, it actually features Jeff Lynne recovering all of those old ELO tracks. He actually does sing Bruce in the lyrics. If the song was a little bit more different from the original, I actually would have included it in today's show, but it sounds so much like the original ELO version that it's hard to justify including that in this episode. Before that, you heard a song that was released by The Move, which was Jeff Lynne's band before ELO. That was Do Ya, covered there by a group called Kenny Howes and the Yaz. Now, this came out in 2002. The quality of that version, probably not, it's noticeable that it's not as clear as some digital tracks that you hear me playing on the show. The reason for that is because that comes from a vinyl release, a very hard-to-find vinyl release from Tallboy Records on clear vinyl, really, really cool, where they had four different bands covering The Move's Do Ya. And Kenny Howes and the Yaz is one of those bands. That's their version right there. We started things off, though, with Def Leppard from their 2006 album, Yeah. That is their cover of ELO's 10538 Orchestra. So we're talking about electric lights. Well, if you're an Avengers fan, Think Geek has the electric light that you probably want. For example, maybe if you want something Avengers related, you'd get the Tony Stark light up LED Iron Man shirt. Now, it's a shirt just like you see Robert Downey Jr. wear in the film The Avengers, with a glowing arc reactor behind the chest in the shirt. And it glows, it pulses if you want it to pulse, or it just hangs steady. A really, really cool shirt. Maybe you're a Star Wars fan. How about a Star Wars lightsaber desk lamp? That's also available from ThinkGeek. Or Maybe you're a They Might Be Giants fan. How about a blue canary in the outlet by the light switch? Yes, it's a nightlight of a blue canary that you can get. All of these things at ThinkGeek for your electric lights, right? Check them out. Start by going to coverville.com and clicking on the ThinkGeek link. You'll find that over on the right side of the page. Click that. It'll take you over to ThinkGeek's website. And any purchase you make, whether it's something I've described here or not, will help give a little bit of a kickback to Coverville. So that's ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, let's get to set number two, starting things off with my favorite track by Electric Light Orchestra. Well, a cover of my favorite track by ELO. This one performed by Holmes on their album Covers. It's great. So many different versions of the song to go with, but this one just felt like it fit with all the rest of the ones in this show. Here is Mr. Blue Sky. Somewhere beyond the sea.
on golden sand. And watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
Dark, dark world. in a broken stone age dawn, you fly so high. I get a strange magic. My time. Oh no, oh no. I get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic.
It's magic.
Get It Out of My Head, covered by, well, appropriately, a band called Telekinesis. That one comes from a 2010 compilation called Sing Me to Sleep Indie Lullabies, which you can find over there on Amazon. Telekinesis and their cover of Can't Get It Out of My Head. Strange Magic, right before that, an a cappella version by Sixth Wave from their 2001 album It Will Come to You. Juliana Hatfield from a brand new album that just came out this year, a cover album with songs that were picked or inspired by her fan club, but that she ultimately had final say on. That was her cover of ELO's Sweet Is the Night, which is one of their lesser-known tracks, but it's such a beautiful rendition by Juliana Hatfield. I wanted to make sure I included that on here because I don't want to just stick to the greatest hits. I want you to discover some new songs that maybe you're not familiar with from the band that that we're doing the cover story on, and maybe you'll go explore some of their deeper cuts. Sweet Is the Night, right there by Juliana Hatfield. Jeff Lynne, also from a brand new album that he released this year, actually just a couple months ago, entitled Long Wave, in which he does some covers of some Broadway songs, as well as some classics. Right there, Beyond the Sea, that one originally done by Charles Trenet and Jack Lawrence, but of course probably best known as a song by Bobby Darin, originally done as a song called La Mer. You might be familiar with that. That's from a brand new album called Long Wave from Jeff Lynne. Mr. Blue Sky started us off, a cover by Holmes, almost completely a cappella, but I think they've got some real drums in there as opposed to voice-based beatboxing. That one from an album called Covers. Well, Coverville today brought to you by the 2012 Cover Countdown. Just a few days left to go cast your votes for your favorite covers of all time. You can do that by going to coverville.com/countdown or just go to coverville.com. You'll see a box over there on the right side of the page for the Coverville Countdown. Click that and cast your vote for up to 5 songs that have been nominated for the Cover Countdown. And starting a week from tonight, we will start counting down your top 40 classics. And I think we're even going to do some giveaways, a little bit of a contest thing as well going on. So stick around for that. That'll be coming up a week from tonight on the 20th of December and run for 3 episodes as we count down your top 40 covers. Last set of music, though, and we're going to start things off for this last set with a cover of Evil Woman. Now, this is done by Parthenon Huxley, who I had a chance to talk to several years ago for the show, did an interview episode with P. Hux, as he likes to be called. He actually was in version 2. 2.0 of Electric Light Orchestra after Jeff Lynne left the band. Not only was inspired to do an entire album of ELO covers entitled Homemade Spaceship, but really decided to change the songs up and not just do straightforward covers like he'd been doing when they performed the songs live. Really, really changes the up and it's changes the songs up. And it is a fantastic album if you're not familiar with 2005's Homemade Spaceship. I invite you to go check out the album or go back and listen to the episode where I interview him and talk to him about that. Here is his cover of Evil Woman. Thank you.
got the blues. You ain't got no one else to use. There's an open road that leads nowhere. So just make some miles between here and there. There's a hole in my head where the rain comes in. You took my body and played to win. Ha, ha, woman, it's a crying shame. But you ain't got nobody else to blame. From another town, hit some gold too hot to settle down. But a fool and his money soon go separate ways. You found a fool lying in a daze. Well, ha, ha, woman, what you gonna do? You destroyed all the virtues the Lord gave you. It's so good that you're feeling pain, but you better get your face on board the very next train.
Evil woman,
you're an evil.
will shine. For you said to the lamp that echoes of long ago, you needed the world to know they are in Xanadu.
You took away
from the dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all.
We'll be right back.
When you were gone, I turned to stone. Turned to stone. When you're coming home, I can't go on. Turned to stone. When you were gone, I turned to stone.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. I get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry you to be alone?
How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. I need somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere lands for nobody.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I try not to sing out of key. I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love. I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends.
Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
I get by with a little help, a little help, just a little help from my friends.
From the soundtrack to the very bizarre All This and World War II, that is Jeff Lynne, and With a Little Help from My Friends and Nowhere Man from 1976. Yeah, another vinyl cut, but God, that album is so cool, but a little bit bizarre. All Beatles covers, and if I remember the soundtrack correctly, from the film, it was set to a bunch of old black and white war footage with all of these new people doing Beatles covers. Elton John is on there. Leo Sayer is doing a couple tracks. Jeff Lynne. A very interesting album, but one that's worth checking out, especially if you like Beatles covers. They're all really well done. Roger Klug right before that, or Klug, with his cover of Turn to Stone, that one from a 2001 tribute to Jeff Lynne called Lend Me Your Ears, a tribute to the music of Jeff Lynne. That album features covers of Jeff Lynne, The Move, Electric Light Orchestra, and Traveling Wilburys, basically every facet of Jeff Lynne's career up to that point, and was just fantastic. Put out, I believe, by Not Lame Records, and again, worth checking out. Charlene Spiteri from the band Texas with a solo album called The Movie Songbook. That one came out in 2010, featured that cover of Xanadu from the film, from the soundtrack that featured Olivia Newton-John and Electric Light Orchestra. You can actually find the ELO version of that song that doesn't have Olivia Newton-John's vocals on it. And it's up in the air as far as which version is better. We've been talking about that a little bit in the chat room during the recording of this episode. I think the Olivia Newton-John one trumps it just by a hair, but they're both really, really good versions. And we start off the set with Parthenon Huxley and his cover of Evil Woman from his ELO tribute album called Homemade Spaceship from 2005. Great cover there, and a great album that, like I said, really changes up all those ELO originals with some really, really new covers. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your support. If you want to get in touch with me with a request, an idea for the show, suggestions, whatever, requests@coverville.com is the email address I want you to use. requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line, and that number is 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. We're going to be doing an all-request show after the first of the year. We got so much stuff to get through before the end of the year here. We got a Christmas cover episode that I am taking requests for if you have suggestions for it. And then, of course, the Coverville Countdown, which will be the last three episodes of the year. Let's see, what else? Next episode will be Tuesday. Yeah, that will be the Christmas cover story. That will be on December 18th, so this upcoming Tuesday. Get your suggestions in for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a part of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good you can't get them out of your head.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there.